720 WGN. She is well known throughout Chicago. She is a media pioneer. Dr. Hermine Hartman joins us. How are you today, Doctor?
I'm great, Lisa. How are you?
I am doing great, and I'm guilty because
What are you guilty of, Lisa?
I'm guilty of not knowing about your newsletter. And today I signed up, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a wealth of information.
Okay. All right. We're going to forgive you this time.
Marcella Raymond turned me on to you, and she's a big fan. And she's like, you've got to talk to her. She's got so much going on. And when I looked at your newsletter today, I became consumed with so many stories that I forgot I was supposed to be prepping for my show. But
let's
get on to the kickback, because I think whenever we can help out kids in Chicago, especially students, and find them a place not only in the media, but in the arts, in entertainment, somewhere where their voices and their stories can be heard. I think that's a worthwhile cause, and that's what you've got going on, right?
That's one of the things we've got going on. Through a grant from LaShawn Ford, State Representative LaShawn Ford, we're able to begin to teach the kids. These are college students. Some of them are graduate students. But we're beginning to teach them the professionalism of media, the real, I call it real media, because, you know, school teaches you how to use the camera, but doesn't teach you what to shoot. So this is the real deal. And they are doing just magnificently well. They're learning creativity. They're learning content. They're content creators. This is a hub of content creators. And they are learning how to plan. They're learning deadlines. They're learning editing. And they're doing their own productions. We've got one great show called, we're working on, called West Side Stories. And they're doing another viewpoint of the West Side. We've got one young lady. She was overweight. She's lost 100 pounds. She tells how she did it on her own. No shots, no surgery, none of that. And she does shows you how to exercise and all that. And now she's showing us how to cook healthy food. So the kids are doing things based on their interests. And then every now and then I get a chance to slip something in. One of the things that they did, we have a wonderful relationship with Broadway Chicago. And they've been part of the Media Corps to go and record the stars of Broadway Chicago and opening night. And that's a big deal, Lisa. That's a real big deal. So they've learned the real acumens of press coverage. We're beginning to talk about the convention. We're trying to do something with the convention. I haven't figured it all out yet, but we're working on it. And it's fun.
I think you'll get it done. I think you'll get it done. And how great for them to it's in their cities. So how wonderful would it be for your students to be able to witness and cover the convention based on their perspective?
There you go. That's the thing, Lisa. As you know, it's their perspective. And their perspective is not mine and it's not yours. They find some things that we like. Where did you get that from? How did you think about that? What perspective is that? And so they're doing some good things. And then, of course, you know, I just started doing Indigo Studio on PBS. We're on PBS Prime. And I'm so happy that that show is running. And that's my show. And that's the show where we do, you know, some exclusive interviews and topics and discussions. And that's doing very well. We're around the country. We're in the major markets. And I'm proud of that. And we got one other thing, Lisa, and that's Indigo Gumbo. And those are Chicago stories, Chicago people, maybe some you know, maybe some you don't. And it's kind of a TED Talks.
Oh.
And that's on YouTube.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And of course, if they go to your website, they can click on any of those boxes at the top of the website and see exactly what you're talking about, right?
They can see. They can go to YouTube, just do Indigo Gumbo. You want the newsletter. I'll definitely put you on my list for subscription. And it's free. There's no charge, but we send out newsletters 3 times a week. Mondays we do a Q&A. Wednesdays we do social commentary. Got to keep up, and you all have to know what the pundits are thinking.
Yes.
And then on Fridays we do something I call glam gossip, and that's new movies and Taylor Swift's new record and Beyonce's Cowboy and all that kind of good stuff.
I was consumed with an article that you had on Indigo that said it was about making Bring Chicago Home a tough sell for some black Chicagoans. And it was based on the fact that black Chicagoans have a deep distrust in government. And how do you think, not that you can speak on behalf of a whole community, but what is the report card on Mayor Brandon Johnson?
So, Lisa, very honestly, I think we all distrust government now.
Yes.
You know, we listen to the news. I'm not talking about your news, but I'm talking about we look at some major news, and they tell us the crime rate's going down. And then the next item on the news is how many people got shot over the weekend. The biggest crime that we have in this city is crime. People are killing policemen in uniform, coming home after they have served probably a tough day at work. There's something wrong with that, Lisa.
Absolutely.
Our students are being killed. Our young people are being killed for nothing, for walking a dog, for going home, for coming out of school. These last murders, I guess maybe a month ago, where in 1 week we had kids who went to school downtown, and they were coming out of school, going home, and they got shot in the head. And then over near your studio, Lane Tech, you got some more murders. What were they doing? They were coming out of school. Lisa, you can't give a report to say the crime rate's going down, and then the next story is a policeman got killed for going home in uniform, somebody trying to steal his car,
yeah,
and kids coming out of school getting shot in the head. It doesn't jive. And I don't care who the mayor is. It doesn't work.
Nope.
And that is what somebody has got to pay deep attention to. I'm very impressed with our new police chief because he gives it to us straight. He doesn't fix it. He doesn't lie. He doesn't sugarcoat. And God knows he's not covering up. He gives it to us straight, but I think he's got remedies with some of the street the street codes that they were trying to do, mm-hmm, that the mayor was trying to remove. And he was saying, oh, no, please, this is helping us. This is identification for us. Don't take them down. Are you crazy? And, Lisa, we got some important things coming up. Our schools are about to change with the new school board, voting for the school boards. We're now going to have some appointments, but we're now going to have an elected school board. We've got to pay attention to this because it recognizes change. It's real change for us.
Dr. Hartman, I know how busy your schedule is and the difference that you make, but boy, if you could come on once a week and talk about what's happening in Chicago, we would welcome you on this show weekly.
Lisa, all you got to do is make a call, let me know when.
We will be doing
that.
And in the meantime, Indigo Newspaper, sign up for the newsletter. So it's N-Digo, and then it's
pronounced
just
Indigo.
Indigo, yes.
Indigo. Mm-hmm. Lisa, I had the real spelling. I messed up a generation of kids because the kids say you spell Indigo, N-D-I-G-O. I've had a couple of teachers call and say, you've messed the kids up. They think this is the way you spell Indigo. I said, well, they're hip kids. That's all. What can I tell you?
That's right. I look forward to having a conversation with you again. We encourage everyone to check out your website and to get on board. And thank you for giving us some of your time today.
Thank you, Lisa, and God bless you for the wonderful work that you do.
Thank you. Dr. Hermine Hartman, she is a pioneer. She is an icon in this city, and hopefully she'll be a part of our show every week. All right, news next with Lauren Lapkon, 720 WGN from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
WGN.